We're here at CES 2011. I'm here with Ben, the PC guy, Rudolph.
Hey, Larry.
Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Good. We're going to take a look at some of the cooler PCs at the show here.
That's right.
What are we looking at here?
So this is one of my favorites from the show this year. This is the Acer Iconia. And you can immediately see it's different than a regular laptop because it's two touch screens. These are 14-inch pieces of capacitive multi-touch Gorilla Glass.
Awesome.
So it's totally cool stuff. It's shatter and scratch resistant. You can scroll across both screens. And what's really cool about it is if you want to type on it, you put 10 fingers down on the bottom here, and it pulls up a keyboard. It's a multi-touch keyboard, so you can type really, really quick. And you see here, it even comes up with a little virtual trackpad, so you can move the mouse around and click just like you would with a regular laptop with a physical trackpad. You just exit out whenever you're done. If you want to browse through your media and you want to get to some of the more touch-friendly apps, one hand down brings up the wheel. And you can scroll through some of these touch apps here, and you see how in the back, the background changes to match.
Yeah.
It's a really innovative design, really cool use of multi-touch. But the important thing to remember is it is a Windows 7 PC.
Yeah.
So everything that you can do in a normal Windows 7 PC, you can do on this thing. You can connect all your devices, you can play all your games, you can use all your touch apps, Office runs great on it, it's got a Core i5 inside, and even when you close it up, you know, it just looks like another really beautiful Acer laptop with an aluminum chassis. It's just really, really cool stuff.
Is there a suggested price on this?
I don't have a suggested price. I know it's going to be available in the next couple of months, but we're going to hear some more from Acer on this pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye on that one. Yeah. So let's go out to the front of the booth.
Yeah, we'll go fight the crowds and we'll show you some of the other cool stuff.
All right, so what do we have here?
So this is the Toshiba Satellite A665 3D, next generation of the A665 laptop. I love it because it's got this great Fusion finish on it, i7 processor, extremely fast graphics card, great for gaming, and it does 3D, all for about $1,300 in its entry-level configuration. So it's really, if you think about a machine like this, what it would cost 3 or 4 years ago, you'd be talking thousands of dollars, and now for under $1,500, you can get a really capable 3D gaming machine that runs Windows 7. It's totally awesome.
Excellent.
So what we have here is one of the more unique PCs I've had the chance to work with over the last couple of months. It's the Sony VAIO-P, and what's so cool about it, it's an 8-inch screen, fits in your back pocket.
Very nice.
So literally you can carry this thing around, around campus. I carry it in my back pocket to meetings.
Yeah.
And it's got this optical touchpad here with buttons for mouse clicks on the side. So if you're using it with the GPS functionality, you don't have to kind of hold it like this and play with it. You can actually hold it down like a map.
Kind of like two-handed thing.
Yeah, and it comes in green, orange, white, black, and this bright pink. So you can get one that completely matches your style.
Very cool. And it looks like almost a full-size keyboard on
some for a small machine, it's really surprisingly comfortable to type on.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
We're at one of my favorite machines here, HP Envy. This is what I use personally. I edit all the Channel 9 videos that I do on this.
Yeah, it's a beautiful machine. I mean, I think HP does some of the best displays in the business.
Yeah.
Edge-to-edge glass.
Beats audio.
Beats audio, which is really cool in how they engineered it.
Yeah.
Where they actually worked to isolate all of the components inside the machine, so when you plug in your headphones, you don't get that high-pitched whine or whir that you get in a lot of laptops. It's just beautiful, clear sound. What I tell people is that if you're into music, you get an HP Envy and a set of Beats Studio headphones, and it'll change your life.
Yeah, looks incredible. It's a
great
machine.
Yeah, and it's got this great etched aluminum back. It's really, really well balanced. So it just opens smoothly. Webcam, nice chiclet keyboard, really comfortable to work on. Great machine.
Excellent. All right, and this is an amazing looking machine. What do we have here?
This is brand new from Samsung. It's the Samsung Notebook 9 Series PC. Look at how thin that is.
Let me see the edge on that.
It's incredibly, incredibly thin. It's this beautiful contour. Very, very light, under 3 pounds, made of aircraft-grade aluminum, and one of the brightest displays ever on a laptop.
Very nice.
It's got Intel's latest generation of processor in it. I know that as soon as this comes out, this is going to be the one that I take as my travel machine.
Absolutely.
It's going to feel how light that is.
That
like,
is
it's
awesome.
Nuts. It's totally nuts how light it is.
Yeah, and it's the only machine with Duraluminum. It's very nice.
Yeah, it is really, really cool. I love this trackpad, too. It's just good stuff. Very and a backlit
nice.
Keyboard.
And how big a machine is it? How fast is it? i5?
i5. It's a new generation of Intel i5, so it's very fast, very cool.
That's right.
And great battery.
I wasn't going to say anything because there's a camera.
Nice
in the room,
keyboard, too.
Yeah, very, very nice.
Okay, what do we have here?
So we've got some multi-touch machines. This is the Asus EP121. It's a slate PC. runs Windows 7 beautifully. Four different ways to interact with this PC, which is what I love about it. You can use it as a touch-only device. You can type with the on-screen keyboard. There's a Bluetooth keyboard, physical keyboard, that connects to it really easily. My favorite way is with the pen. It's a Wacom pen, so you can write really, really easily on it. If there's something you don't like, you know, you can flip it over and use it as an eraser, and you can get rid of everything. I use this all the time in meetings, because I find that when you're typing, it's kind of, I don't want to say rude to type, but you know, you've got that barrier in between you, and it kind of walls you off.
Yeah.
It's really thoughtful, though, if you're taking notes in a paper notebook. So now I can keep everything synced through the cloud with OneNote 2010, work with my laptop, have Outlook and everything else I need, but I can write with the pen really, really easily, so I can take notes in a much more thoughtful way. It keeps me engaged in the conversation. It's kind of my new meeting machine. I love it.
Excellent. And forward-facing camera?
Yeah. So you can video chat. Works great with HD Messenger chat. And it's got this home button on the side here that'll flip through everything with Flip 3D. It makes Flip 3D really useful.
Yeah.
So you just pick what you want, tap it, and it'll come up to the front. So now it's really easy to use Flip 3D to switch between windows because you just tap the screen.
Excellent.
And next to it, if you need a physical keyboard, Dell Inspiron Duo. I reviewed this on my blog when it came out, maybe 2 months ago or so. Looks and feels like a normal laptop, great physical keyboard from Dell. Nice touchpad for creating. So when I want to type, I've got that full physical keyboard, nice bright screen. When I want to consume media, I can just flip it over this touch-only mode. So now I've got something great for Hulu Desktop, to watch YouTube, to do light web work, to just browse, maybe check the sports scores. And then when I'm ready to go back to work, I open it up, flip the screen, and I'm back into type mode.
Nice. I like the rounded corners on it, too. It's very
cool. Yeah, it looks really nice. And what I love about Windows 7 PCs right now is we're seeing kind of this explosion in new form factors.
Yeah.
Taking the best of type and the traditional laptop, with all the new stuff you can do with multi-touch, but it still gives you the driver support, the device support, the app support,
the universe of software.
Right. You can get it online on your corporate network. You can do all of those things that you're used to doing with a Windows 7 PC in just some beautiful new form factors.
Well, thanks for showing these today. For people that want to read more on your blog, where can they find you?
So two places. Hit the Windows Team blog. I write the Windows Experience blog. It's where I do all my hands-on reviews, talk a lot about new tech, and you can follow me on Twitter at BenThePCGuy.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thanks, sir.